in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control of body and soul.
Welcome and good morning. And I am so glad that you are waking up with us today here on the Pagano Show. I've got Marcia here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I had a great weekend. Well,
what did you do that was so great? I want to hear. I also want to welcome Dean Adams. And I want everybody to get excited because, one, it's Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday, and we're going to be giving away. We've got Rob Blaze from Coffee News. And then we've also got Ventura Jazz Orchestra tickets, right?
Right.
Yeah.
December 16th.
December 16th.
Oh, it's my son's birthday.
There you go. And it's my anniversary the day before. So, yeah. So we're going to be giving away tickets today. All you have to do is write down this phone number at 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show and adding value every day in every way. What I love to do is just share great things that are happening in our city and just get everybody involved. If you have something great that's happening out there, I want to hear about it. I'd love to have you on to talk about it. And that's what it's. It's just bringing everybody together, especially in the time right now when we've got the holidays. It's a little stressful. I know, at least for me, I keep trying to, like, okay, I'm going to get through this smile on my face. But it's a trying time for a lot of people, and we just need to remember that. We've got Matt on our board, and he will answer any of your phone calls. So just give us a call if you'd like to be involved. At about 8:30, we're going to do our trivia. And actually, right now, Dean, tell us a little bit about your band and how it got started.
We started out in back in May of 2008. Then the crash happened. You know, remember the crash and stuff too.
I can't remember that. I don't want to remember that.
Good thing I was busy playing music and just really didn't pay attention to that thing too. And but yeah, back in May 2008, I just got a little tired of playing in some of the college jazz bands just for years and years and years. And I really wanted to take all what I'd learned and actually put into practical knowledge. And so I found a really great rehearsal room at the Poinsett Pavilion, and I was able to secure a rehearsal room. And through my networking skills that I learned back when I was in sales, I called musicians, and if they were interested, I asked them if they knew somebody, and pretty soon I put together 18 pieces, and we all met, and I had a bunch of charts, a bunch of big band charts that I had at the time, and we started working on those charts, and then we started playing musical chairs, you know, with musicians coming in left and right, and stuff too, and after a year, we kind of really got our good groundwork down, and we started doing some performing. And it's been kind of been going great ever since.
It doesn't sound like it's his passion, does it?
No. Yeah, you know what? I would think that during the hard economic times, that would be a great band to listen to because it's very upbeat music.
It's kind of bringing back the old time music, right? In a sense.
Well, basically, if you hear it like Renee Olmsted or Michael Bublé or Natalie Cole, they're all basically rearranged charts,
right?
From that era. And those are kind of more. That's kind of more the music that we play. We do play a lot of the '40s stuff, which is really great charts. But we have some new arranged stuff that's actually a little bit more modern. But it's still, it's a classic American songbook, is what it is.
Ah.
And it just sounds really nice.
And do people dance, swing dance out there?
That's what we do. We actually call it jazz orchestra. It's really a fancy word of saying big band. And we say jazz orchestra. But what we do very little jazz. Most people want to dance, and jazz is more of a listening, sit down listening. And so we're actually a 19-piece now. We have a male singer and a female singer. And so people actually want to dance this kind of stuff. And it's more fun playing with people out there dancing because their energy kind of wafts up to the stage. And,
absolutely.
And it's just really kind of great. And it's a big band, so it's the traditional big band, which is basically five saxes, bari sax, two tenor sax, and alto sax, four trombones, four trumpets, and then you have four rhythm, which is a drums, bass, piano, and guitar. And then you have your male and your female singers. And what's really great about having two singers because they can also do duets.
Yeah.
Which is really
yeah.
great. Like our Christmas show that we're having, actually it's going to be our holiday show we're having on December 16th.
Well, in fact, you gave us a few tickets to give away, right? So
yeah.
I think actually what we'll do is we'll start our show with that.
Okay.
And I have, since it is a Trivia Tuesday, we'll start off with, let's see here.
Well, you're finding a question. What instrument do you play?
Yeah,
trombone.
Ooh.
Trombone.
Slide trombone. Girls like trombone players. So
I like it.
I like the sax. That's kind of my favorite instrument. But
there you go. Well, what I'd like to do is open up our phones at 805-639-0008. We've got a set of tickets for a couple to go. We've got several sets, right?
Right, exactly.
So we're going to start off with one right now. And the first caller that knows how many reindeers drive Santa's sleigh, and including Rudolph. So, Matt, are you ready? Our phone number is 805-639-0008, and you will be able to win. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Cosas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmith and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to L.A.'s Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
Fearsgate Haunted House in Oxnard, now open through October 31st. Go to Fearsgate.com to find out when the ghouls are there to scare you. Fearsgate Haunted House will scare the yell out of you with two haunted attractions. See if you can make it through the bump in the night maze and then lay down in the world's only double-wide coffin ride. Fearsgate.com.
Fearsgate.com. Haunted House is located at 961 North Rice, directly across from Procter & Gamble at the corner of Rice and Latigo.
Can you make it through Fearsgate?
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Dean Adams here, and, you know, somebody didn't get that answer right, so, you know, we were going to put it out there again, but let's repeat it, because, it's funny, those are like the answers.
Okay, so I can say the question, how many reindeer drive Santa's sleigh, including Rudolph?
That's right. And we had several people guess, but we didn't have the right answer. So definitely give us a call back at 805-639-0008 so you can get your set of tickets to the Ventura Jazz Orchestra. And that is December 16th. What time?
From 8 to 10:30 at the Point City Pavilion on Foothill Road.
Ooh.
And they have a beautiful ballroom there. You know, the hardwood floor and the stage is raised.
So go eat dinner and then head over there.
Instead of paying $12 at the door, just say your name and I'll let you right on.
All right. And you guys, I'll put you on my VIP Kim Pagano list. So definitely give us a call if you have that answer at 805-639-0008. All right, so we have our first guest, and we have Donna Britt. And Donna Britt, you're talking about the ways women give, right? And
I am.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on my show.
I'm so happy to be here. Are you a woman who gives a lot?
I am. I've got four kids and a husband, and thank God a mom and dad and a sister. Yes. So, yes, I do. I'm definitely a giver. So.
Yeah, me too. And oh, my book is Brothers and Me, and maybe sometimes too much. We're the ones who sort of are doing this for this person and this for that person, and then stop and say, well, why do I do this? And why is it so hard for me to get the stuff I need for myself?
Yeah, and now, you know, don't you think most women give? Marcia, do you feel like you're a giver?
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Now, Dean, are you a giver?
Yes, actually, you have a giving heart in order too, and it feels good when you give.
Yeah, Matt, how about you? Are you a giver?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've got a full studio of givers. You know, I mean, it's serious.
I think there's a difference, though, between giving and getting to the point where people are taking and you're not getting back. I mean,
and I think women are more likely to find themselves in that position.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, we're all blessed to have giving men in our lives. But we know, most of us know way more women who give and give and give and give.
Ooh, and give and give and give. Okay, I know where we're going with this.
Yeah, well, to the point, you look at them and say, well, you know, maybe you should pull back a little bit. You give to people who don't deserve it, you know, boyfriends who take advantage, kids who manipulate. And I, you know, while writing the book and whenever I told people, women, what I was writing about, I was surprised to have so many independent and successful, you know, women who ran their own companies and were lawyers and, you know, were running charities. I mean, really powerful women whispered to me these stories of giving too much to, mostly to men, to husbands, to boyfriends, to sometimes male bosses and coworkers, in ways that they were actually embarrassed by, and that I don't think they would admit publicly, because we want to be the independent woman who, you know, who has her own stuff and is proud of that and who is equal to men in all these different ways. But there is this difference between the sexes, I think, when it comes to this issue.
Right.
I agree.
I definitely agree, too. Now, what was your passion to write your book?
Well, while writing Brothers and Me, and the brother in particular in the title is my brother, Daryl.
Okay.
And when I was growing up in Gary, Indiana, Daryl was the brother who I adored and who, you know, he was funny and he was cute and he was smart and his friends were the right age for me to have crushes on. And
so he was slightly older than you?
He was 3 years older than me. So I could have crushes on them, but they were too old to mess with me. So it was perfect.
Well, your brother probably would have killed him, so there you go.
Yeah, he would have, and so it was great. And, you know, the fact that someone who I thought was so cool loved me made me feel like I was important and like I mattered. And so when we started to get, became young adults, we drifted apart a little bit because I was in graduate school and he was living in my hometown of Gary, Indiana, building an adult life. And during that period, he was shot and killed by police under circumstances that made no sense. I mean, that to this day are very confusing. And his death was so unexpected and so, you know, just universally wrong that I was, of course, devastated. But what I didn't realize I was doing was, because it made no sense, I took on somehow some responsibility for it. I felt like if I had still been, you know, the person who was so important to him, who'd been in his life, talking to him every day, counseling him, being his, you know, cheerleader little sister, that somehow I could have protected him from this.
So you took on responsibility for something that was irrational.
Yeah, it was totally irrational, but the heart is not a rational organ.
Right.
And so as a result of that, I started giving even more, I mean, especially to men. And I had lots of opportunity for that because I had three brothers. I have three sons. I've been married twice. I have male dogs. My whole life has just been surrounded by guys.
That's interesting to look at. If anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Donna Britt, and her book is Brothers and Me, right? It's a memoir of loving and giving. And so many of us do that in a family of, you know, where you kind of almost take, both my daughters, they kind of take the role of kind of a mother, you know, feeling. And that's kind of what you've done, what you did with your brother, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a very natural role for us.
Right.
We want to support and to give to and to nurture. That's what women do.
That's right.
If women weren't nurturers, the whole world would fall apart.
Right.
You know, and it makes the world a better place. But the problem is we get to a place where we're giving so much that we're depleting ourselves and we're not allowing ourselves to get very much back.
Definitely.
So how do we turn that around?
We get angry and we get resentful and we start to ask for things back in ways that are angry and that are unlikely to get us what we really want, which is acknowledgement and gratitude.
Right. So how do we turn that around?
What have you learned from that?
Well, for me, I think it's important. What I hope will happen with Brothers and Me is that it will help women figure out their own path to giving. Because it would seem like I would understand that my brother's death would have that effect on me, and I really didn't get it. And I've talked to so many women who, when they tell me their stories, you can see that, you know, it was their relationship with their dad that had something to do with that, or with a family member that was important to them that they lost, or something, some event. And so the book encourages people to have their own journey, you know, by listening and, by paying attention to mine to figure out their own. Because what happens is once you understand why you're giving so much, you're much more likely to forgive it, number one, and then to rein it in some, to sort of pull back from giving so much. I'm really better at asking for what I want in positive ways. And the other thing is encouraging the men around me to give not just to me, but to all the women in their lives.
Well, when people have a tragedy in their life and somebody dies so tragically, they have a hole, and they try to fill that hole any way they can. And so that's, you luckily filled it in a positive way. Even though you were giving too much, that still is a positive way to fill that hole rather than all the other opportunities you could have had.
You're right. And I feel happy for it. I feel so happy that to have, you know, been able to write a book that makes something positive out of such a negative experience.
And now, where do we find your book?
It's everywhere. It came out. My son's girlfriend sent me a picture of herself buying it at Barnes & Noble. So it's available everywhere. It's on Amazon. You know, all the places where you get books. It came out just like this last week.
Oh.
You know what? This is so cool. Oprah Magazine, I just found this out. O Magazine is citing it as one of 10 titles to pick up right now.
Wow. Ooh, good for you. Isn't that,
yay.
You know, I love when...
And Donna Britt is a columnist, former columnist for the Washington Post.
Right. How long have you been doing that?
I did that for like almost 20 years. And I took a buyout to write this book. I knew that it was what I was supposed to do.
Wow. I love when you know. It's funny because...
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I mean, I would
never in a million years think that I would be here on the radio as a host. And it's something that, you know, it was just presented and here I am. Same thing.
Yeah,
and you know that you have a voice that you're able to, you know, talk to people and get the message out. And that's what I think is so great. So I really applaud you for going through. Now, how long did it take you to write your book?
It took almost 4 years. As a columnist, I thought I'd be able to do it in a year and a half, you know, a piece of cake. And, you know, when you go really deep, like I encourage readers of Brothers and Me to do, it takes longer. And it's not a fun process. It can be hard to go that deep.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I really hope that, you know, I got a really good analogy. It's Christmas time, so women are really running around buying, you know, arranging, baking, doing all the stuff that we do. This fitness instructor who dealt mostly with women said what she tells women is to imagine the line of people that you're giving to and then put yourself in that line.
Fill your cup again, right?
You know,
put yourself in that line because men don't have a problem with doing that.
Right.
They're much better at that than we are.
This is probably a great book for girlfriends to give each other over the holidays that you can read between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah,
great idea.
Yeah, there you go. Gosh. Well, and so what is the one message that we're going to take from this? Silence. that was deep. Okay.
I think the hardest thing in human life is to love yourself.
Ooh,
and it was easy, you know, Daryl's love for me helped me to love myself, and losing him made the journey back to that so much harder. And so what, you know, I want everyone to love themselves. I want everyone, because just think about that. If everyone did, how much more wonderful a world.
Do you know, Donna, that honestly, that's my biggest message for the show, is to be the best you, to love who you are, and to enjoy the journey that you've been given. And
well, I'm so,
so
glad to be a part of that. Thing.
Yeah, I love what it stands for. So I'm going to definitely pick up a book. And so where do we find it? You said it's definitely
everywhere.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever, you know, big bookstores, everywhere you can buy books.
Okay, great.
So it's Brothers and Me.
Yeah, and you can go to you can order it actually on my website, donnabritt.com.
Great.
Okay, great. And now, is this some of the same things that you write in your column at the Washington Post, or are you still doing that?
My column was very personal. It often dealt with issues of gender and of culture and race and, you know, about how things like the movies we watch and the TV show, how these things affect us in ways we don't expect.
I just started writing some columns myself, and it's really interesting how it interacts with your life and your, you know, so timely. And so I never thought that I even had that gift, you know, but it's so neat to write about stuff that's going on and how other people interact with it. So
I think it's really nice for your listeners that you're so open about your own struggle with believing in yourself, because we all have that struggle.
Definitely. You know, it's funny, we were talking, I have a therapist that comes on Mondays, Motivational Monday. And we talk about that, you know, when you go to a party, it's holiday parties right now. We all walk in there trying to be, you know, okay, do we look okay? Are we happy? Do we, you know, and it's real life. If everybody just said, okay, you know, we are who we are, and that's it, and everybody accept who we are, that's where we're going to be.
Well, one of the things I like about the book is that, you know, I'm a black woman, and, you know, that is a part of my life, and I write about that very honestly, that you affected that on my life, but what's wonderful is that these issues that we talk about and the issues I talk about in Brothers and Me are not white issues or black issues or in some ways even women issues. It's human being issues.
Donna, I got to tell you, I have I have twin boys who are seniors in high school, and my one of their friends is living with us, and he's black and we're white, and it has been such a great experience, because most things are the same, but there are some things that David is like, really? Come on, you know.
Well, but, yeah, that's culture.
Yeah,
that's
that is culture. So white of you. He'll say to us, it is so funny because you know you don't even think about how your traditions and your life is until you interact with another culture.
It's been, and I don't mean to talk over you, but I just in the book I talk about being bused to a white school.
Yeah,
and you know, and being around all these kids and discovering how much we did have in common and how much they appreciated me. They were thrilled to have a black friend, which was something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, and as long as you're open to everything, you know, that comes along with the differences, it's fabulous. I think it really adds to your life. So
there you go. All right, well, what a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you great holidays. And
thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Well, you too. And thank you so much. We've been talking to Donna Britt, and her book is Brothers and Me. So with that, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking to Rob Blaze from Coffee News. Also, I'd like to try and give another pair of tickets away. So let's just take caller number 3 at 805-639-0008, and the tickets are for the December 16th.
The holidays for Big Band Swing Dance, that we're going to be playing a lot of swing music. And along with some holiday swing music, such as the duet's going to be Baby It's Cold Outside.
Ooh, there you go.
Love that duet, sure too. A bunch of fun swing dancing.
All right, so give us a call. Caller number 3 gets a set of tickets for this weekend. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime and at the Lewis Special Someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and glass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we've got Marcia Hively here.
Good morning.
And we've got Dean here, Dean Adams, and we are giving lots away because we've got Tuesday Trivia. And right now we actually have Rob Blaze on the line from Coffee News. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Kim. I'm doing great this morning. How about yourself?
Great. Thank you. So what is our question for today, and what are we going to be winning?
Okay, well, today for the Coffee News Trivia segment, we actually have, for people who are yogurt lovers or coffee lovers.
Hey, that's all of us.
Yeah, there's a great place. I just had some peanut butter chocolate yogurt there two days ago, actually. It's called Swirl Frozen Yogurt Bar, and it's actually in Camarillo.
Ooh, I know exactly where it is. I just
where
went.
Is it?
It's right in Village of the Park there.
Yep. It's kind of hidden away where if you see those sports fields, it's right in that little area there. It's a little nook, and they have great yogurt, great coffee, and we're giving away a $15 gift card for Swirl this morning.
Okay, so what is our question, Rob? And let's just start off with really quick, where do we find the Coffee News?
Well, Coffee News is all over town in Camarillo, Moore Park, and Ventura. So when you go out, when you're at a restaurant in any of those cities, if you don't see it, ask for it. If you do see it, it's a great read. It's always enjoyable, always guaranteed to give you a smile. And if you want to find out more about Coffee News, you can go onto the Kim Pagano website at thekimpaganoshow.com. And look over to the right column, and you'll see the little Coffee News guy. Click on that, and it'll take you away from there.
Perfect. Okay. So what is our question? And I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And what we'll do is if we have two winners, we'll give them one set of tickets to Dean's show this weekend on Friday the 16th.
Friday the 16th, the holiday big band swing dance.
That's right, the big band swing dance. So if you want to go swing over there, how many pieces do you have again?
19.
God, that's just, I got to go check that out. That's a lot of music. That's a lot of talent in one room.
That's 19 souls just playing all for the audience.
I like it, I like it. All right, so Rob, what is our trivia question?
Okay, here's a trivia question. This will be in next week's Coffee News. What stands 1,063 feet tall in the Champ de Mars? I don't know if my accent's right on that. And it was designed for the 1889 Paris exhibition.
You can't call, Marcia.
I know.
Okay, so did everybody get that? What stands 1,063 feet tall in the Champ de Mars and was designed for the 1889 Paris exhibition, right?
Yes.
Okay. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And tell us again, Swirl is a frozen yogurt bar and coffee shop located in Village Common area over there by Village of the Park.
That's right.
Okay.
Every week they have new flavors. I think today's flavors, the featured flavors, are apple pie and caramel.
Ooh.
And then they have lots of toppings that you can, serve your own yogurt, put the toppings on, and now they have fully trained baristas that can make all kinds of yummy coffee drinks. So if you need to unwind and relax a little bit, it's a great place to pop in.
Okay. So, it's funny. I think people need to, it's hard for them to think in the morning, Okay.
Yep.
But, Marcia, you got this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us one more hint?
There's a very famous picture of Hitler on this.
Ooh, okay. And where would this be?
It's in Paris.
There you go. Okay, and that was the last hint that I was going to say. Okay, so one more time, I'm going to say it again, go ahead, Rob, you can say it.
Okay, what stands 1,060 feet tall, so this is a tall structure, in the Champ de Mars, and it was designed for the 1889 Paris exhibition.
Okay. All right. And anybody that knows that answer can win some coffee and some yogurt. And thank you so much. And again, so what are we going to find in the Coffee News this weekend?
Okay. The new Coffee News coming out next week, we have all kinds of interesting stories. There's an $11 million Christmas tree.
Really?
Is that in a home or where is it?
And, well, you'll have to wait for Coffee News to read about it.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't give everything away here.
$11 million, please.
A Brazilian architect who is still designing at 100-plus years old.
Cool.
There's a surprise appearance of a deer in a Canadian classroom. And a haunted house that's up for sale in Britain, and much, much more.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rob. And I look forward to finding out who the winner is. I will let you know. And then what we will do is we'll talk to you next Tuesday with Trivia Tuesday.
Great.
Always
a pleasure, Kim. You guys carry on, and we love you.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Talk to you
Thanks.
Soon. All right. With that, we're going to take a really quick break. And, again, if you have that answer, It's not, I mean, it's funny. They're not that hard, but it's something that you got to think about, right?
Well, Champ de Mars is the, what's going to throw people, but that just means the...
Paris.
Well, it's in Paris.
Right.
That's the easy... Just think of that. It's
yeah,
in
think
the most
of
famous
the,
thing in Paris.
The tallest building out there.
It's not a building. It's
well,
the tallest thing.
Okay. I don't want to say, yeah. You almost got me to give the hint away. But anyways, give us a call. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Welcome back, everyone. And Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what is the answer?
The Eiffel Tower. That's... I have relatives in France.
Oh, there you go.
And they live in an old castle that's over 200 years old.
Oh, there you go. Well,
so
thank you
was
so much.
We're talking about Hitler. Hitler took over Paris, and there's a very famous picture of him riding into Paris, and then he went up in the Eiffel Tower.
You know, I was there during the war.
Oh, I don't want to remember that part of it. But, yes, so you, I'm so glad that you won. And do you listen to my show often?
Yes, I do. I listen to your show all the time.
Oh, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day, and we will get your gift certificate sent to you.
Okay, you know, I was born in Belgium, and I was there during the war.
Oh.
I saw all that.
Dear God, you know, that was a hard time for so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I lived through it.
Well, thank God. So,
yeah.
Well, you have a happy holiday, and keep listening.
Okay, Kim.
All right. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Okay, bye.
All right. All right. So, and that's how it's done.
How cute is she?
Yeah, isn't she?
Yeah.
I love it. So, we do have another set of tickets for this Friday night, and what we're going to do is give it to, let's see, we said how many people were in the band, right?
We have actually 17 instruments and then a male and a female vocalist.
Right,
all
okay.
Together.
So what we're going to do is, let's just say, if you can remember what night that they're playing, you can win a set of tickets.
There we go.
I hope
How about
so.
That? How about that? So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. I'd love to give back, and that's what it's all about. So anyways, so tell us, we have one of your songs, actually, right?
Yeah, it's called Goody Goody.
Okay.
It's a Benny Goodman song, and it's actually been rearranged, and we had our female vocalist singing it. And the whole band does Goody Goody in the background also, and you can hear on the recording, you can hear all the instruments playing together. It's really fantastic.
Ooh, do you have that, Matt? All right, let's hear it.
Thank you. You gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces.
All right, Dean, that rocks.
That actually was a live recording out of the Heritage Square we did a little while ago.
How long have you guys been doing this now?
Since 2008.
Really?
So about 4 years now. And I really had no idea what I was doing. And all I decided a passion that I really wanted to be in a show band. There wasn't any show bands out there. You know, trombone standing up, waving their slides, the whole sax section standing up during their soli. You know, all the kind of exciting big band stuff, too. And couldn't find a band that was like that, so I figured I'll start one.
Is there somewhere on the, if people can't come Friday night, is there somewhere on the internet or whatever they can check your dates that you're going to be playing?
Yeah, you sure can. You can hear MP3s and all and video, that kind of stuff too. You can go to VenturaJazzOrchestra.com.
And will it show your upcoming dates?
Yes, I'm sure. We have a calendar there also too.
So great. So for all those swing dancers that are looking for a place to go and swing dance, this is a great opportunity.
It is. It kind of reminds me of it just old good times. That's what it just sends, you know, that message.
Reminds me of my dad.
Well, yeah.
He loved this music.
Well, you know what's so great about swing dancing? Is you get to grab your partner.
See how you are, Dean?
I'm romantic at heart.
There you go. And I hear, let's see, musicians talk about having strong chops. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, actually, nowadays, people use it more like being prepared for the task at hand. But really, what it actually started out with was for brass players. And brass players have to have... They use pressure from their belly by pushing the air up. You got to hold that pressure back with your lips. But keep your lips taut. You actually have to have a very strong chop to hold your lips taut, in other words, too, to hold that pressure back to hit the higher notes. And so a way you can tell what chops really are, if the audience would take a pencil and put the eraser of the pencil right on your lips and then hold the pencil straight out, keeping it straight out and holding it, in 30 seconds you'll start feeling a little burn in your chops.
Really?
And those are your chops. And the stronger you get, so for me being a lead trombone player, I play a lot of high notes. And the show goes on for 2.5 hours. And so
how
I
do you
have
do that?
Chops.
Yeah.
Well, you basically have a lot of exercises to exercise these chops. And so the stronger they are, the longer you can play and the higher notes that you can hit. But it's just like if you take a weight and you do a curl, you know, over your arm, 50 pounds is real easy to do until you hit like 30 of them. And then you can barely pick it up. The same thing happens with the muscles in our faces. Mm. And so after you play, you've been producing your chops. Strong chops really mean.
Wow. So what made you want to play that instrument of all the instruments?
Well, way back when, I'm 49 now. I can't believe how that happened.
Anyhow, it happens, trust me.
In elementary school, they would come along in around 4th, 5th grade, and they would basically put instruments in kids' hands to make sure that they had the right instrumentation in high school. I don't know if you know they did that back then.
No.
Yeah.
They don't do it anymore, unfortunately.
They do it, but it's not as easy an opportunity.
And they stuck a trombone in my hand in fifth grade.
I wish that they did that more, because I think that music is so, you know, when Cheryl Lewis comes on from Music Academy in Moorpark, her whole family is musically inclined, and you could just tell, you know. I mean, and I just think that's so wonderful. I think everybody should play something.
That's great.
Well, and... unfortunately, with the budget cuts in schools, that's one of the first things that gets cut, and it's terrible. But
yeah, but you know what? I mean, as a family, I think that there's so many places and things that you can do to bring that into the home.
Well, unfortunately, not everybody can afford that. So that's where school was very important for kids, you know, to be able to learn and all be on the same equal playing field. And now, you know, the poor end kids aren't getting that kind of education.
Well, I think that that's something that maybe we need to work on because, you know, I great opportunity, right?
Yeah, well, not everybody can do it. It's really, you actually use both sides of your brain. It kind of helps you intellectually. And it's really a great feeling when you play. Sometimes you get a chill down your spine.
It takes you away from everything.
Well, it's very similar to learning a language. The earlier you do it, the better you are.
But what happens nowadays is, like after college, I put my trombone down. And I didn't pick it up until I was like 35 years old. And so I basically now have the discipline it takes to actually go out and do the necessary work to build, to get reach the level that I reach.
Well, and the passion.
Well, we actually have our next guest, and Dean, you're going to like this. This is dude-approved gifts for the holiday.
Right.
Matt, you'll probably like this too, because, you know, it's hard to buy you guys what you want. And we've got Steve Greenberg. Steve, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine.
All right, so we got guy gifts and tech toys, right?
Absolutely. And right off the bat, I want to tell your female listeners, don't buy us ties. Don't buy us shirts. Don't get us pants. We don't want that. We want tech toys.
Okay, so you are the Gadget Nation is your book, right?
Gadget Nation is my book, right?
Okay, and so what is it that we should be buying? What is new, hot, and good to go?
Well, I've teamed up with some companies to come up with a perfect guy gift list. And, for example, for the guy that likes to travel, ski, backpack, a real outdoorsman, I've got the DeLorme InReach two-way satellite communicator. Now, this is, keep in mind, 90% of the world has no cell phone coverage. So this lets you stay connected anywhere on the planet for under $250. It's really the first affordable, true two-way satellite communicator. And it fits in the palm of your hand. Just a smart product to go with, and really could actually be a life-saving product, too. In the rest of the planet where there is coverage, bigger is better. I have here the HTC Titan, which is one of the largest, has the largest smartphone screens out there. And a big screen means a bigger keyboard, which is great for big fingers and gaming and watching ESPN. So guys like a big screen. This one is a Windows phone, so it's got a lot of cool features, including something called the People Hub. So it's an easy way to keep up with your friends on Facebook and Twitter with just, you know, very simple without launching a whole bunch of apps right from the home page. And let's say you want to get your guy a Windows 7 PC. There's so many out there to choose from HP to Dell to whatnot. One way to help narrow the field is by checking out a site called PCScout.com. You put in your personal preferences, the features you want, the price point you want to deal with, and it comes up with the right PC for you. If the one I have came up here for me just now was an Asus NX90, and this is like an amazing laptop. It's really for the entertainment lover's dream come true. High-def screen, 18.4 inches, Bang & Olufsen side speakers, really a man cave must-have. And if you look at it on the web, it's just the design on it and everything. It's just a beautiful, beautiful laptop. And then if you're thinking about maybe getting your guy a camera, rather than doing a point-and-shoot, you know, you might want to give them something a little bit more versatile, but you don't want them lugging around a big old SLR, you know, clunky camera. Nikon has the new Nikon One J1, and it's a super portable, fits in the palm of your hand, 10.1 megapixels, interchangeable lenses, so you can change the lenses depending on what you want to do, and a full 1080p HD video.
Ooh, so it's and sort it's of like still that. Little.
It's really, it's small, but yet still gives you the versatility of a big camera. And a lot of fun to use. And if you should get a video camera for this holiday season, you might want to direct your guy or even yourself to the Vimeo Video School. It's a free online program with all sorts of video lessons, whether you're a beginner looking to become an intermediate or you're advanced, wanting to go further. Tons of topics, sort of a one-stop shop for all things video. Great place to learn a lot about, you know, shooting and editing video. I highly recommend it.
So what if you, okay, so for stocking stuffers, something a little smaller that, you know.
You're on a budget.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So for a budget, for example, I have the Wall Lithium Ion Grooming Kit. It's the first facial hair trimmer that uses lithium ion rechargeable batteries, which means they last longer, several weeks on one charge, more power, twice the torque, so it avoids the snagging and pulling, which you guys know
and
about.
And what's the name of that?
Wall.
Wall, yeah.
And then they also have for coarser hair, they have the T-Pro trimmer, which has this bump-free technology, so it prevents uneven cutting, so you don't get any ingrown hair, which no guy wants, under $40 for both. Under $20, a great stocking stuffer is my book, Gadget Nation, which is all about garage inventors who come up with a great idea and how they took their idea and brought it to marketplace. It's sort of teaches, but at the same time, it's some funny stories in there. All about some offbeat products and the inventors behind them, which is really all about the American dream.
So now, have you always been a gadget guy?
I've always been a gadget. You know, my dad was kind of a wannabe inventor, and my brothers as well. And I've always been kind of family where my dad would say, well, how do they do that? How's that made? Let's take that apart. We were always kind of a take it apart, build it kind of family.
Yeah, I got two boys that take everything apart, and then I'm like, can you put it back together now?
Yeah,
you know?
Spare parts.
Yeah, and then there's extras. I'm like, okay, where did all this come from exactly, you know?
My niece makes fun of me because anywhere we go, I'm always, you know, knocking on it. You know, what's
no,
that
so have you invented anything?
I really haven't. You know, the truth of the matter is, the one thing you do learn in my book is that inventing something takes 8 years, a lot of money, and a lot of aggravation. And I've only been a thought, you know, in a way, I'm pushing my own book, which is, you know, my invention in a way. But to actually come up with a product in today's world is difficult. It's doable, and there are men and women out there every day who are filing patents and trying to pursue their dream of coming up with product immortality. But it's a tough road. It's a very bumpy road. In fact, my book subtitle is A Journey Through the Eccentric World of Invention, because you got to be a little crazy to go on that journey, but there are a lot of Americans doing it.
Well, and you also have to be a person that doesn't mind failing a few times before you make it.
Absolutely.
Great point. You're absolutely
and
right.
And being tenacious and just staying with it. If you really believe in it, you got to. And the book talks about successes and failures, people who are still on that road and haven't had success, and others have had really what seem like goofy ideas and have made millions. So
right.
If you like gadgets, it's a fun read.
So what is your top seller for this season, for as you know, for gadgets?
Well, I mean, I don't sell the products. I mean,
no, I know, but
yeah,
I mean, what
but,
is...
as far as what the I mean,
must have
things this year. I mean, the tablets are selling like crazy. That's a very hot item this year. E-books, e-readers are very big this year. And cell phones are always hot.
Yeah.
I think flat-screen TVs, from what I've read, have sort of peaked a lot during the year, earlier in the year and last year, and they seem to be a little softer this year.
Mm.
So that's what I was reading. But
I thought that, because we had a coupon
everybody's
lady.
Everybody's got them now.
Yeah,
so.
But I think January is actually the time to be buying your TV. There's a bunch of sales
come out then.
That's right. You know, what's funny is there's so many sales right after the holidays that sometimes people, it's like, could we have Christmas, January 15th.
Well, gift cards are good.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'll give you a good tip, though.
Yeah.
If you're looking to buy something, especially I do a lot of my shopping online.
Okay.
Take the product that you're looking at, put the details on the Google search line, and then write the word coupon after it. And very often, that product has a coupon online. There's a code that you just have to plug into your online site or whatnot, and you can save some money on it. I find that works so often. You know, I'm not even thinking about it. Well, you know what? Let me do that real quickly, and boom, there's a coupon.
So
just
so say
type
how
in the
to
word.
Do it again.
Excuse me?
Tell them how to do it again.
Just let's say let's make up a product. Let's say it's the okay. We'll do the one we were talking about here, the Asus laptop. So you go to Google, you type Asus NX90, and then after it, you write the word. You type in the word coupon, and you hit search, and if there is a coupon for that product, it'll pop up. And then you can apply it and hopefully save some money. It's a great thing to do to see if it's a last minute effort to see if the product you want has a coupon connected.
And a lot of times, if you have a smartphone, you can just do that while you're in the department store and Google it. And a lot of times, you can show them saying, "I can go over here, to wherever and buy it cheaper." And they'll be like, "That's fine. We want your sale. We'll match it."
Yeah,
so,
especially the stores that will match anything.
Yeah.
There's that barcode, and there are apps you can download where you can scan that barcode, and it will show you the ScanLife, and there's another one out there that I can't think of the name of it for a moment, that you scan the barcode, and it will then show you where that product is for sale everywhere and show you the prices for it everywhere. So you can then decide, I'm not going to buy it at this store. I'm going to buy it someplace else where I see it significantly cheaper.
There you
go. So there's some great, technology is really... is working for you, even though sometimes it feels like it's working against us.
Right.
If you learn how to use it, it can really work for you and save you a lot of money.
Steve, I want to ask you, I like to always ask all my authors, how long did it take you to write your book?
I would say it was a little more than a year.
Oh.
And I think the actual writing part was maybe 8 months,
yeah.
Like 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
But I thought about it for a while and I submitted it, but and actually, it was a TV show pitch idea. I'm a TV producer also, and I had pitched it as a television show to a bunch of folks, and then nobody wanted it at the time. And then all of a sudden, someone said to me, "Why don't you do it as a book?" I was like, "Oh, I'm not a book guy." But then I just changed my pitch to a book, went to a publisher, and
there you go. And you're on your way.
The rest is history, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for all your great tips. And again, your book is called Gadget Nation.
Gadget Nation.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Same to you and yours. Take care.
You got it. Thank you. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show. And I definitely want to say that I have a few tickets left for this weekend. What I'm going to do is put them out the rest of the week up until that. So I want to just give out the details one more time. We have Dean here from the big band.
Well, we have a very special holiday swing big band dance happening at the Points at the Pavilion on Foothill Road. It's going to have a bunch of songs from the American Songbook along with a lot of your holiday classics. Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire,
ooh.
Santa Baby.
What time does it start?
It starts from 8 and it goes to 10:30. And it's free parking, and they got free refreshments also, too. It's $12 at the door. But if you get it free.
There you go. All you have to do is, remember, either Facebook us at Kim Pagano Show or send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com and give me your name, and I'll put you on my list.
And for those of you who are always looking for something interesting and different to do over the holidays, this is a great idea.
It is. It's just a fun couple hours. With that, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me,
I look forward to seeing Matt. Marcia, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
Matt, great job on our board. And thank you to all my callers, and congratulations to Yvonne. And also, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is motivation doesn't last, so I always tell them bathing doesn't either. That's why I recommend it daily. So with that, we need to kind of just remember we've got to be positive about what we're doing, because positive thoughts create positive actions. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.